basically, the theme of your research is rent assistance works. That was the key finding, the key takeaway, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And so we've put out two research projects. The first really dug into what the benefits are from a rent assistance program and how it can help low-income communities afford the rent, can help children have stronger outcomes later in life, and how Oregon really desperately needs to invest in a statewide rent assistance program. And then we also came out with a product that was called Rent Assistance Works that really went into some of the ways that rent assistance really helps people achieve stable and affordable housing and addresses some of the concerns that folks have raised about rent assistance programs.
A state economist just announced rent increases are going to be capped at 9.9% through 2020. That's the first full year of Oregon's new rent control law that will be in effect. What do you think about that cap? Is that going to hurt or help the housing crisis that we're seeing?
I think the cap of 9.9% that was put in place to protect tenants from economic evictions is the right choice. It's important that we prevent really dramatic increases in year-over-year rents while still allowing folks that have invested in housing and own housing to make a reasonable return on their investments. And so where it's at right now is a level that I think there can be some debate on whether it should be higher or lower. But what we do know is that it's at a level that allows some profits while still ensuring that Oregon families aren't being gouged too heavily.
On almost 10% increase, on the surface would seem kind of high, though, don't you think? Because most people don't get 10% raises at their jobs, right, a year.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why, I mean, the program that was put in place is not rent control. It's not a program that actually is intended to keep the rents close to wage growth. It's simply a program to prevent people from being evicted by really dramatic price increases. And so what we found in our research is that the rent stabilization work that was done is one part of many faceted strategy we need to actually keep housing and rents affordable for Oregonians. We also need to expand the supply. We need more affordable units on the market so people have access to more units. But what our research really focused on was the fact that we also need to step into the market in a way where we're actually helping people who have low incomes afford that rent.
Do you think that a rent assistance program could actually push up rents, though? That's one of the concerns about it.
You know, what we've found is that generally across the research that we've looked at is that there's unlikely to see any real significant increases in the rents. And there's a couple reasons for that. I mean, one of them is that the rental market is a private market and there is competition. And so folks that are just driving up the rents as rapidly as they can will find that some of their renters might find more affordable units for other landlords. And also, you know, it is a type of program that will help people afford the rent for units that are out there right now. Really focusing in on the fact that there's a human cost to our current unaffordability crisis, and that a program like this will really help address that.
Could rent assistance be a disincentive to work? That's another one of the arguments against it.
Yeah, what we've found is that a lot of the research is somewhat mixed about what the impacts could be of disincentivizing work. And one of the reasons for that is, you know, if someone is receiving rent assistance support, they might now have the capacity and the income available to actually invest in education, invest in job training. And then there's also the longer term impacts on the labor market of investments in rent assistance, because what we've found and others have found in their research that rent assistance actually creates better educational outcomes and economic outcomes for children who are in households that receive rent assistance. And so really, when we look at the long-term impacts on the labor market, we expect that investing in rent assistance would provide really positive benefits.
What are some of the chief benefits that you see coming from a rent assistance program that we don't have right now?
Definitely the easiest one to point out is the fact that people will be able to afford their rent. Right? At its core, what we have is a situation where Oregonians have seen wage increases that have not kept up with rent increases. And so by providing a little subsidy to help people, you know, close that gap, people will be stably and consistently housed. Beyond that, though, there's a lot of really interesting findings pointing to rent assistance improving people's mental and physical health after receiving the subsidy, and also that children housed in these units have substantially better outcomes. And interestingly, some of the research has found that children of color actually receive even stronger benefits from investments in rent assistance.
You've mentioned research a couple of times. I wonder if you could point out some communities that have had successful rent assistance programs and they've seen an impact on homelessness going down.
It's interesting because a lot of the different programs that emphasize investments in rent assistance have many different beneficiaries and folks that are targeted. And so some communities have targeted investments in rent assistance that benefit survivors of domestic violence, and others have focused on investing in folks who have experienced homelessness. And really what's clear to me with Oregon considering a rent assistance program is that we need to consider what populations that we want to emphasize. We need to really tailor the program to our local needs. And if what we're seeing is that folks that are currently living on the streets would be best suited for rent assistance, then I think an investment where we're actually helping these people consistently and stably stay housed would be a tremendous benefit in our region. And in fact, the Multnomah County has recently completed a pilot evaluation of a local rent assistance program right here in the Portland-Multnomah County area that found that there was tremendous benefit of keeping people housed and helping them afford the necessities in their lives.
How would it work, essentially? I mean, would people be sent a check every month at a certain income level, or how is it structured?
A lot of the questions around how to best structure the program to work for Oregon are not answers that we came into this research with, and we really hope that we're able to engage communities and stakeholders in a conversation to answer those questions. But generally, a rent assistance program works in most cases, although there is some exclusions to that, works by asking people to contribute up to 30% of their income towards their housing costs, and then the housing authority or the state would then cover the remainder of their housing costs. And who would be prioritized, who would receive that benefit, really depends on the structure of the program. So in many cases, it's set for very low-income folks, people who make less than 30% of the median income in an area. But really, it's up to us to figure out what works best for our communities.
Yeah, and where would the money come from, essentially? Would there have to be a new tax for it, or how do you see that working?
We've also not decided in any form where the revenue should come from. But I will say that there's a lot of options and opportunities when looking at our tax code today, where we invest millions and, in fact, hundreds of millions of dollars in housing subsidies in our tax code that predominantly go to higher income and wealthier households. And so we're subsidizing folks' mansions at a time when we could instead be supporting folks just having a stable and affordable rental.
You're talking about real estate taxes?
I think the most egregious example is Oregon's connection to the mortgage interest deduction. The deduction itself mainly flows, 60% of the benefit goes to the richest 1 in 5, and we see hundreds of millions of dollars going out the door every budget period to the richest, 5% of households.
Yeah, but
and
if so you take away that tax deduction, that's not going to be very politically popular, I'm guessing, right?
That's one of the perks of being a research institute, is we can really focus in on what is good policy, what are the issues that best exemplify our Oregon values, and recommend those changes, and then work with partners to figure out the politics. I mean, what we've found is that Oregonians generally believe in tax fairness, believe that those who have the least should receive more support than those who have the most. And so as much as nationally conversations around the mortgage interest deduction have often been fraught, I really believe that Oregon's in a situation and has an opportunity where we can reassess what matches our values.
Okay. Anything else you would like to add that I haven't asked you about?
Great question. just to kind of wrap everything up, renters in Oregon are struggling to survive, let alone thrive in our communities. And long-term rent assistance has shown again and again that it's a proven and effective way to keep families safely and affordably housed. We have federal rent assistance programs that really help tens of thousands of Oregonians, and they make a big difference, but they're far short of the nearly 300,000 Oregonians that rent and are cost burdened. And so really, what our research found is that Oregon needs to fill that gap. Oregon needs to step up and create a statewide rent assistance program.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned also that the rent assistance program that most of us know about is the federal housing choice vouchers, and that already helps tens of thousands of Oregonians. However, you're saying that program falls short of meeting the need. How much of a gap is there between what's already out there and what is needed?
It partly depends on how you define the need. The housing choice voucher program only helps folks that make less than 50% of the area median income. And what we looked at was what are all of the folks, regardless of their income, income in Oregon who are renting and who are paying more than 30% of their income in housing costs. And that found that about 290,000 Oregonians, or Oregon households, were struggling to afford the rent at all income levels. And so if we look at that as the threshold, then the gap's, you know, hundreds of thousands of units. Although we might want to, as a state, tone that back to where we are looking more explicitly at low-income folks that are cost-burdened rather than middle-class folks, although maybe they also need the support.
How much do you have to make in terms of a salary to afford a house here? I know that there's, like, people who work for the city of Portland who say they can't afford to live here, for example.
Yeah, that's a great question, and I haven't looked at the research on home prices relative to incomes lately. I do know that some earlier research found that in many communities in Oregon that teachers and other folks working what many would consider middle-class jobs simply couldn't afford to buy a house in their own community where they're teaching or where they're working. And that's something that we have found again and again, is that Oregon has an affordability crisis that's unique to each region of the state, but that's present in every region of the state.
And meantime, you've done all this work about rent assistance. What happens with all this information that you collected? Where does it go next, and how do you hope it's going to be applied to help people?
Well, I'm hoping for one thing that your listeners hear this and think to themselves, I need to go talk to my legislator about how important it is that Oregon does a great job of addressing the affordability crisis through a rent assistance program. We are also working with partners and stakeholders to really think through the remaining questions that do exist, because we definitely didn't attempt to answer all the questions, to figure out what is the right approach for Oregon and how can we go about making that happen.
Okay. Thank you very much for joining us today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.